of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back here in studio. Got the clouds, got one above right now. Welcome to Snooze Day Tuesday, March the 7th. Thank you for waking up with us here this morning. In studio with me this morning, as they are every Tuesday, to talk real estate, Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Good to have you. Good to have you in studio. Now, this Sunday, we get to spring forward. So we're going to get some daylight. Okay? We're going to get a lot more daylight. Now, I've been taking a poll of everybody that comes in here and talks to me. Are you hoping that it just stays that way? Because I'm in favor of that. It's like, move it forward and just leave it there.
I am totally in favor of
okay.
that.
Okay. Steve, what about you?
Yes, I would be okay. too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just kind of weighing in on that. It's like, no, I don't want to go back in the fall.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the more daylight, the better.
That's perfect.
Steve, do we even want to talk housing numbers?
Probably not.
Rates, because you said they just went nuts in the wrong direction.
Last Thursday, we're pretty much over 7% now.
Okay.
So heading the wrong direction. So maybe people out there, instead of waiting around thinking they're going to go the other way, maybe they need to get into these ARMs and start looking more serious at those.
Well, and you've said, too, just because of your history in the business, you've seen it go a lot higher than this.
Yes. You know, I don't even want to admit how long ago it was, but when I came to town as a loan officer for Gate City, you know, we were in that 13-14% range for loans, and then people did it. You know, but of course the house prices were a little different.
I was going to say, what could you buy a house for back then? I mean, a really decent house would, you know,
40-50,000 probably back then.
Times have changed.
Yes, they have.
I've got a question for both of you, because I'm terrible with this. I'm an impulse buyer. Okay, every time I go shopping, every time I do something, it's usually on an impulse. That's not always the wisest move. And they say that you know, when you buy a home, that's probably your most important investment. Have you ever encountered people that you know are just impulse buying? It's like, I got to have it, and I got to have it now, without giving much thought to it? I'm sure you have.
Definitely.
Okay. Yep.
And my response usually when the person makes a comment and says, I need this home, it's better to look at too many homes than not enough, is my thought. Because, I mean, each home may have something different to offer that person. And, you know, they're letting their emotions run on this first property. But, you know, let's kind of hold the horse back and let's take a look and make sure this is the right move.
And like, you know, you need to show them everything in the home, too, that, that they're probably, like you said, when it gets emotional, you kind of lose all common sense.
Exactly.
And so do you ever have to bring them back to ground zero and go, hey, I mean, you know, this is the real part of this deal?
Yeah, there's times when you have to do that. But, you know, the market we've been in up until a few months back, and, you know, like Sherry mentioned, too, you know, you want them to see everything. But sometimes you don't have time to see everything because it's so hot out there. You know, people are getting multiple offers on houses and they're going off the shelf right away. So if you're going to look at multiple houses, you need to do it that first day out and see what's there. So,
well, and that kind of leads me to my next question, too. Do you see a lot of hot buyers that way? I mean, are people really starting to kind of take their time and look things over and be a little more selective?
You know, I think that's based on an individual basis.
Right.
You know, we've got the cautious buyers that want to wait a little bit, see what the market's doing, and, you know, they may like a particular home, but they're just kind of holding back a little bit, and then you may have the next person that says, you know what, in this market, let's just jump.
Well, that, again, that makes me think, do you guys have to, I mean, I would think in the world of real estate and people just coming into it and people getting started in it, one of the best pieces of advice I think you could give them is you're going to have to deal with personality types. And some are you're going to get along with just fine, and some going to be a little bit more difficult. True or false?
Absolutely right.
And you get do you just get used to knowing how to navigate that?
Well, you try to, I guess. You know, sometimes you get people who have bought multiple houses who are a little more knowledgeable about things too, and sometimes you just kind of got to sit back and let them do their own thing, you know,
and
not try and point things out or whatever, because they kind of know what they're doing, I guess. And then there's other ones that you want to point some things out that they're missing.
But isn't that like one nice challenge about being a realtor too, is having to deal with different personality types? I would imagine your job never gets boring.
It's never boring. And in fact, it's always kind of fun when you're first meeting a new client to kind of decipher, okay, what's this client going to be like? How is this process going to be? And it's always interesting.
Right. And you guys make it easy just based on the years of experience that you have. So people out there listening to us and it's like, okay, it's time to buy, it's time to sell. Just contact your office and you'll kind of get them going from there, correct?
Absolutely. They can call us at 642-4700.
Or just stop in right there at on Dakota Avenue.
Absolutely.
Very convenient. So you're going to be with us on the phone next week.
I am.
And Steve's going to just be absent. Okay, so I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss that. It's like this is my Tuesday fix with you two. Steve and Cherry, thank you so much for stopping in. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Bill.
It's 9:13 here with the Voice of the Valley, folks. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
To take me dancing on the house.